Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are here for Ask Us Anything from Do This, Not That. This is our short episode where all week long we get in questions. We get in work questions and we get in ridiculous questions. And we try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, it's real easy. All you got to do is go to jschwedelson.com/podcast. And there's a button that says Ask Us Anything. And you can submit anything. I mean, the questions that we get in all week are wild. So let's jump into it. First, we're going to do our work question. So we got a question from Tommy from New York. Oh, Tommy doesn't tell us where in New York. That's the most New York thing of all time. I'm from New York, so I can kind of make fun of this, but everybody else will submit something. They'll be like, this is the town I'm from. This is the city I'm from. But when you're from New York, you just say New York because they're just like, yeah, I'm from New York. What are you going to do about it? I don't know. That just makes me laugh. Tommy, I'm sorry for making fun, but I can because I'm from New York. What are you going to do? Anyway, here's a question Tommy has. How do we get our contacts who haven't opened our emails in 2 years to start engaging with our emails? Well, that's a great question because the whole non-engaged segment of our database, this is a thing that has plagued marketers since the beginning of time. And we are like, what are we going to do? We need a win-back strategy, all this other nonsense. And let me tell you the first thing. The first thing is 2 years is way too long. And let me tell you why. 60 days is the cliff. What? 60 days? Yeah, it really is. Here's something wild. If someone has not opened or clicked or engaged in your email in any way in over 60 days, that 60-day period, over 65% of those contacts who have not engaged with one of your emails for 60 days never will again. That is crazy. Think about it for yourself. Okay, you sign for a newsletter, you read it once or twice, and then 2 months go by. And you have not looked at it. Do you go back to that newsletter? Maybe you do here or there, but you don't do it a lot, right? And there's a lot of times you never go back to it. So what we try to look at is after 60 days of non-engagement, we put forth a much more aggressive marketing schedule, maybe more enticing offers, more aggressive subject lines, more better content on the business side, anything we can do to try to start to win them back after 60 days. Because if you wait a year, if you wait 18 months, they're gone. I mean, think about it for yourself. You haven't opened something in, let's say, a year. And then all of a sudden, this marketer is going to write an amazing subject line. And you're like, I love this marketer. I'm all in. I'm coming back. That's a very, very hard thing to do. So 60 days is really the period you want to think about. Now, there is one tactic in terms of a win-back strategy that actually does really well, but you really need to have thick skin and you need to have an inner fortitude to do it. What do I mean by that? So if you want to win people back that have not opened your email in 2 years, like Tommy has asked about, what can you actually do? Well, the number one thing that you could do is a verification style email. A verification style email is when you're sending out an email to somebody who hasn't opened or clicked or done anything in a really long period of time, and you are making them feel that if they don't take an action, that something not cool is going to happen. So for example, let's say you're on the consumer side, you would send out an email and your subject line and the body copy would be, the subject line would be VIP status, colon, still want discounts. And basically what you're saying is if you don't engage with this email, you're not going to get the discounts anymore. You're not taking the person off the list. You're not saying if you don't open this, we're taking you off the list, but you're kind of scaring them a little bit that they're going to lose their VIP status. Now, on the business side, the number one thing that works, and it works really, really well to non-engaged contacts, is to have a subject line that reads like this. Are you still with company name, right? In my case, are you still with Outcome Media? And a question mark. When you send somebody that email, it freaks them out. It does. It freaks them out. And it works incredibly well. And then they open it up and they're like, oh my goodness. And then in the email says, well, it's great that you're still with Outcome Media because we have the special piece of content that's perfect for you or a special discount or blah, 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 blah. Now, here's the good and bad about it. The good is it's going to work incredibly well. Here's the stat. Verification email that are sent to people who have not engaged in over 12 months have an average open rate of over 20%. Now, you're saying 20% is not a great email open rate, but here's why it is incredible. This is to a population of people that have not opened or clicked on one of your emails in over 12 months. To now get 20% of these people to open it is like the craziest stat of all time, right? So it works really, really well. But here's the downside risk. The risk is that you will get an incredible number of unsubscribes. You will get an incredible number of people that are annoyed with you because they're going to get freaked out by this verification style email. So that's why I said you need to have kind of like an inner fortitude to do it. But it works really well. So that's what I would be thinking about. A shorter window of time, like 60 days, and verification style emails do really, really well. All right, before we get on to the ridiculous question, as always, it's totally ridiculous. I wanted to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. What is Marigold? Marigold's a platform, okay? It's a roll-up of a lot of different platforms like Campaign Monitor or Sailthrough or Cheetah Digital or MyEmma. They're all part of Marigold. And it's an email sending platform. It's a loyalty marketing platform. It's a relationship marketing platform. I use Marigold. I've used it for years. If you are thinking about a new email sending platform, you're like, which one should I go to? I don't know. They're good for small, medium, enterprise-sized marketers. I am telling you, you want to check them out at meetmarigold.com. And if you want me to introduce you directly, I am so happy to do that. I want to do that for you. Drop me a DM on LinkedIn. I will get you connected to the most amazing people at Marigold. Check them out at meetmarigold.com. All right, let's get into the ridiculous question. So we got a question from Stacy from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My brother lives in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I like Milwaukee when it's not freezing. Although this whole Midwest thing where Midwest people kind of rename stuff or use different names, some of the names I can't handle. Like what I mean is like, oh, I want to get a soda. I want to get a pop. Who says pop? What is that? It's so every time I hear somebody say pop when they want a soda, I'm like, is that serious? Am I supposed to take you seriously? Right. Or we were somewhere and we were getting custard because that's what you get in the Midwest. And I heard somebody say, do you have any Jimmies? I go, what the hell is a Jimmy? And that's what some people call sprinkles in the Midwest. What? What is going on? Stop with the different names. Pop. It's. I mean, sorry, Stacy. I know. I got to get over it. What's your question? Stacy says, my husband thinks it's weird that I won't eat leftovers. Leftovers are gross, right? Stacy, what are you talking about? Like, what? You know, I've been out with people that feel this way, that won't eat leftovers. And I got to tell you, that is not normal in my book. So I have a problem. I not only eat leftovers, like I'm all in on leftovers. You got to be kidding me. I mean, if it wasn't for leftovers, I probably would starve. Okay. But my problem is, and so first of all, Stacey, you're crazy. Yes. And you need to eat leftovers. Get stop that. I don't even know what that is, but you need to stop it. Okay. But my radar, my rotten food radar is very, very, very bad. And this is something I've learned. So I go in my fridge and to me, anything in my fridge is fair game, right? If it's in there, it should be something I should be able, like it's in there. So I'm going to eat it because I'm an idiot. Okay. And so my problem is, and this has been going on for a really long time in my house, and it's very weird. I never know when something is bad. So like my wife would be like, can you get some cheese? Make sure it's okay, right? So I get the cheese out. I open up the little plastic thing and I smell it. I'm like, it smells fine. I eat some of it. I go, I think it's great. And then I hand it to my wife. She goes, what is wrong with you? There's mold all over. This is not okay. I'm like, what happened? I go, tasted fine. She goes, it smells horrible. Like, it's not even close. And this happens a lot. Like, does anybody else have this problem? I will taste something. They'll say, is it okay? I'll say, tastes great. And then my son will taste it because this is gross. I'm going to throw up. I don't have the radar, the rotten food radar. I am missing this element in my brain, and I'll just eat things that are really, really, really outdated. So maybe I'm on the other extreme, Stacy, But first of all, you need to eat leftovers. Stop it. And I need to get trained on figuring out foods that are probably going to be the end of me because they're like way too old. And that I don't know what we just talked about. Anyway, thanks for being here. Hope you check out our longer episode at the end of the week. Leave this thing a review. Come on. And register for Guru Conference, the world's largest free virtual email marketing event, guruconference.com. I'll be there. Sarah Jessica Parker will be there. 20,000 marketers will be there. What are you doing? Leave a review. Don't eat bad cheese. Later.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.